Hello, and welcome to our fifth episode of the Sustainability Podcast Series and the third part in our industrial machinery conversation with Raul Garg, Vice President of Industrial Machinery at Siemens Digital Industry Software, and Aaron Davola, Head of Sustainability at Siemens. In our last episode, we left off with Aaron discussing how to optimize for sustainability to ensure that peak machine performance is sustainable. So let's pick up with Raul's response.
You know, Aaron, just since we are talking so much about the overall challenge in this whole scope here, I wonder if there are some thoughts you could share on how someone can start on this journey.
Yeah, there's a great quote out there, and I'm sure I'll misquote it, that talks about how a sustainable society doesn't require a few people doing it perfectly. It requires everyone doing it imperfectly. And I think the most important thing that entities can do is to start and get going. I think other thing to always consider is you don't need to hire four people who are really sustainability experts. You need to infuse sustainability and environmental protection considerations into almost every role in your organization. You need people who are experts on metals or on polymers to be able to look at that and understand what the impacts are on those. And then I also need to have designers who understand how to balance water usage, and I need to be able to understand in production, how do I minimize standby energy usage, and really taking that core technical skill sets that we all have, or those business focused skill sets that we all have, and apply sustainability principles and considerations and really make sure that that's part of your decision making, is what's the impact on the environment, whether that be in CO2 and water usage and toxic substance usage and microplastics. I know it's a lot, but it takes a lot. It's going to take everybody doing part of it to really make and move that needle. And I think, again, that so much, it's getting so much more attention from governments, from companies, that we're really moving in that direction with some momentum that maybe we didn't have a few years ago.
So I think what you're saying is that there is a way to get started, and there's a lot that can be done, but you need to make some initial steps. Maybe Blake, I don't know if you have any thoughts on what we should be trying to cover on next based on that.
So as we're forecasting the impact of sustainability, how do you see sustainability playing an ongoing role in the future of industrial machinery?
Yeah, you know, when you look at the eventual goal of sustainability, right, it's zero waste, zero downtime, zero harm. And I would say at least zero impact on the planet, right? With low cost, clean, renewable energy use. So those are the overall big picture goals that many companies are driving towards, and decarbonization, energy efficiency, resource efficiency, circularity. All of these are going to become actually significant competitive advantages for companies, and your ability to have that incorporated into your business is not only going to make it a big value proposition for your business, for your sales to your end customers, but it's also going to have a profitable view inside your own operations, and eventually make it you into a more sustainable business as well, right? So eliminating or addressing these issues is not eventually for a whole lofty good cause, if you will, but it's actually for your own successful future as well. So I really do think it provides that holistic view to look into new business models and new markets as well. And I do think even as you are growing your company, as you look at what are you going to do in the next generation? In the future, students are going to be and new employees, right? They're going to be looking to work with the companies that are that have a focus on environmental impact, that have a focus on sustainability, because to them it's an important element that they have grown up with, and they see the big impact it can have for their own future. So when we are thinking of 50, 100, 200 years from now, we have to start thinking about the impact even today to make those longer term decisions in this whole process.
You know, as I look to the future, I think about a couple of things. I think there are those that will look at sustainability as an obligation, and that there are those who will look at it as an opportunity. And to the point you just made, Raul, that I think those that look at it as an opportunity are going to be faster, more agile, and more creative on how they approach these complex and multifaceted problems. And I believe they're going to come out much more successful in the long term by adapting their business models, by really rethinking how they do things. And, you know, by having digitalization as this key enabler, it really gives you that ability to think bigger, to think broader, a little bit more off the wall, and take those best, maybe less intuitive ideas and pull them forward. And that's where I think technology can really leverage the opportunity of sustainability and help you comply with the obligation at the same time.
Good point. I think there's a lot. The future is green, I guess, to put it simply, right?
So do either of you see a day when students will go to college and they'll actually get a bachelor's degree in sustainability in a particular industry or field?
Yeah, no, at Siemens, we're actually working with the university right now and co-developing a circular economy focused certificate program. And we had a conversation about this just yesterday, where we talked a little bit about, you know, how does sustainability as a skill set or as a topic pull in? And I really think that we'll see it as a part of every curriculum moving forward, that you're going to be in your MBA program taking a sustainable development class. In your mechanical engineering program, you're going to take a course that really helps you get oriented to sustainable materials. I really do see this topic being integrated much more broadly than having a few expert programs where every company has one expert who can talk to sustainability. It really needs to become not a bolt-on, but core to what you're doing for you to truly be successful, because it does, it's so big. It does really require that systems level approach and systems level thinking. And that system is no longer inside your two gates. It really extends that whole value chain of the product and in the whole ecosystem of what you're operating.
You know, it's a good point you're making there, and because earlier in the conversation, you had said that you don't need three experts, quote unquote, sustainability experts in your company. You need everyone inside your organization to be thinking about this, all the way from the person who's designing a part to the person who's manufacturing something to your purchasing officer, right? So all of them have to be thinking about this. So if all of them have to think about this, I guess all of them who studied for whatever expertise in their curriculum, in their bachelor's degrees, they will all need to add an element or a factor of sustainability into that, right?
I mean, that's the way that I see it. And maybe it's a little bit because I grew up in quality, and you can't just hire two quality engineers and expect that you're going to have a quality product at the end. You have to build a quality culture. You have to put quality into every process that you have. You have to have a good quality quote going out to your customer. You have to have a good quality order that you book. You have to have a quality in your specification or in your requirements document, in your execution. You have to have quality elements all the way through. And I think the exact same way about sustainability. It has to be something that you're integrating into the heart of your organization, into your culture, and really driving it through in every one of your organizational processes to ultimately be successful.
Right. I was just going to say, it really touches on all areas of sustainability. So thanks to both of you for those excellent points about implementing sustainability into every aspect of a company, along with seeing the resulting benefits. Also, I appreciate both of you forecasting the future of sustainability, which, like quality, really needs to be a part of everything. And unfortunately, we're rounding out this episode, but I want to again thank Aaron Davola, Head of Sustainability at Siemens, and Raul Garg, Vice President of Industrial Machinery at Siemens, for their input into this series. Please stay tuned for more sustainability topics and its effect on other industries. Thank you, and bye for now.